Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
33771.
Thank you. And let me get this pulled up here one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And could I have your first and last name, please?
Can you first of all tell me who you are?
This is a third-party call center. We assist with for over 400 different online vendors.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, William Drake.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
It's in Largo, Florida. 7100 Dalmaton Road, lot 639.
Thank you, and I'm waiting on that to load here. One moment. Okay, so I do see here, looks like the shipping was paid. Let me see.
What is this for? What was $66.95 ordered for? What, I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so it looks like the shipping was paid. It was for $7.95 for the chance to win a tablet in a sweepstakes. But while you are entered in that raffle, you do have a $125 gift card, which is what starts the membership fee of $39.99.
Okay. On May 23rd, I was charged, my credit card was charged $56.95. Yesterday, there was another charge sent in for $56.95 that my credit card company thought was fraudulent, so they denied it. So I'm trying to figure out who this is and what is it they think I've ordered.
So when the shipping was paid, looks like this was back on March 13th,
yes,
and it was $7.95 for the
sweepstakes. I understand that.
In the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the membership fee of both the $54.95 and the $39.99. And so that gets you a $125 gift card to that.
Okay, I am not aware sign up for this. I have no idea what you're talking about. So,
right. So that's what I was explaining. If you remember paying the shipping for that tablet, it was in the terms and conditions when the shipping was paid for
I, what I'm trying to tell you is I don't remember doing that. I'm not interested in this at all. I didn't approve these other charges. So, how do we get this all turned around and reversed?
So it has been canceled for any future charges, but if you do not remember placing the order, then I can get you connected with our fraud department for further assistance.
I'll go through my USAA fraud department. Thank you.
Well, before I let you go, did you place the order?
I don't remember ever placing any order for anything.
Okay.
I don't enter contests online because most of them are fraudulent.
The reason I would not suggest going through your bank is because, of course, they are going to get in contact with us to make sure that it is a valid charge. At that point, if you did create this charge, we would have to send them the terms and conditions that you would have to agree to on the website. At that point, it's not fraud if you really did place the order and you don't remember. So I do feel the best route is to get connected with our fraud department so they'll be able to further
it. Let me give you an example. On May 23rd, I was charged $56.95, and it says in-person purchase, keyed in manually. I have no idea
No, sir, that was not an in-person purchase. That was.
That's what it says. It's
a digital purchase, of course.
That's not what it. That's not what it says.
Right, and I understand that, and I'm just offering to get you connected with our fraud department, because if this unauthorized charge, I would have to get you connected with them because I would not be able to assist in that.
That's fine. Go ahead and connect me.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me for a few more moments.
Okay.
Okay, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
All right.